慈仁慈。
So you know, as we talk about liberty from the world as a theme, one thing that we need to remember is sometimes words that have a meaning in our culture, when we come to God's word, actually have a different meaning, or maybe they're more important, or they're more serious than we think in a worldly way.
我们教会的主题就是从世界的捆绑当中得自由。那我们在思考这个得自由的这个主题的时候呢，有时候我们也会想到有一些的词汇和概念，在我们今天这个世界和文化当中有他们的一些含义，但是在圣经里面他们的含义常常会有所不同，甚至有所加重的地方。
You know, the first time I went to China, I was kind of proud of myself. We went to Inner Mongolia, to the northeast of Inner Mongolia, to a place called Hailar.
第一次，记得我第一次去中国的时候，当时呢很自豪，因为我们去了一个非常偏远，在内蒙古东部的
Hailar.
Hailar 地区。
Hulunbuir.
Hulunbuir.
But I was really proud of myself because I could read two words that were going around on buses everywhere. Wenming, Chengshi.
当时呢，我感到很自豪。我们这个车呢，转来转去的时候，路边我竟然能够还认识两个字，就是文明城市这两个字。
So as the buses were going by, I didn't really know exactly what it was saying, but Wenming, Chengshi, and then I could think, you know, there's no trash.
然后那个虽然我看不太懂周围这些标语写的是什么，但这两个字看清楚了，文明。只要是什么地方有这两个字，文明城市，周围的垃圾就会少一些。
And the Chengming or Wenming Chengshi was a place where people were nice and polite to each other.
那地方呢，大家都比较礼貌，比较彼此比较这个善良。
So in my mind, I kept thinking all week, where is Wenming Chengshi? This must be an advertisement for a tourist agency.
所以在那一个礼拜里面，我一直在想，这个文明城市在哪儿啊？怎么找不到？就我想这个地方肯定是大家都彼此比较和气一些。
You know, so I was thinking Wenming Chengshi was one little tiny city that was nearby, but instead it was actually a civilized, a modernized city, and it had a very, very big meaning.
一开始我以为文明只是一个城市的名字，所以我找不到这个城哪一个城市叫文明城市。后来才意识到这是一个很大的一个概念，意思就是说让整个的这个社会都会变得文明，比较文明一些。
You know, and I think kindness in God's language of the Bible is a much, much bigger and more important word than we normally think.
在神的教导里面，圣经的教导里面，这个词就是仁慈 kindness， 它的含义我觉得要远远超过，甚至大过我们通常对他可能的一些理解。
You know, when you learn another language, this is one of the first textbooks I had. It had some interesting statements in it.
这个是我学中文的时候用的一个课本，它里面有些这个句子呢，我觉得很有意思，蛮有意思的。
So in one part, you're supposed to learn both and 它有有。
啊，有一个地方就是教学生怎么用这个。又什么又什么这个用法怎么使用
？And one of the sentences was, 那个女人又不漂亮又不聪明。
So one sentence there goes something like this: That woman or that lady, both, is not pretty, and is not smart.
Yeah. So she's dumb and ugly.
She's neither pretty nor smart in English.
Yeah. Yeah.Another one was there's this si, you know, ji is a high importance. 她漂亮极了 right?
这就是这个极这个词的意涵，也就是一个形容词，说谁谁谁漂亮极了。
And you know, si sometimes is the same way.
死啊，死了，
死了，死了。And so there was another sentence. 这个男孩把这只猫。打死了，
把什么打死了？
打死了。
啊，打死。
So I thought, what kind of people think that it's a right to have a boy that beats a cat to death?
啊，你 所以另外一个那个用法就是死了，这个用法叫谁谁高兴死了。所以里面有一个句子说一个男孩什么什么打死了，我把猫打死
了。
所以我在学这个课本的时候，常常觉得这是一个什么文化，用这个把什么什么打死了，用这个来表达某一种的这个形容某一个事情。
Yeah, you know, when people do bad things out of anger, it should bother us.
当人们在怒气当中、愤怒、怒火里面做出一些坏事、不应该的时候呢，那个时候对我们应该造成一些冲击。
You know, anger is not a good thing.
因为愤怒和怒气并不是好的事情。
You know, there was one other word, Lehi.
另外一个词就是厉害，中文。
You know, and it has a lot of different meanings.
这个词意思很多很多含义。
And then at one point when they were introducing it, it said, 他的妻子很厉害。
那课本里面有一个，另外有一句话介绍这个词的含义里面说，会说到somebody's wife is really 厉害 or quite something, something extraordinary.
But the translation underneath was, his wife was fierce.
So, 这个厉害这个意思呢，一个里面就是说他脾气非常暴躁的意思。
You know, and then it gives the definition of Lehi is fierce. So, you know, we're supposed to go around thinking when anybody is Lehi, they're angry and they can hurt people.
所以厉害这个词的含义之一就是说他这个脾气不是很好，很可能会伤到别人。
You know, so you have to learn words have different meanings and different values.
那因为这个词的含义呢，根据语境不同，有不同的含义，所以学语言就是要这样，要看具体的情境是什么。
And when we come to studying God's way of thinking, anger is a very serious thing, and kindness is a very important thing.
从圣经里面我们来学习神的思想、神的性情的时候，我们就会发现，这个愤怒和仁慈，在神的眼里面都是非常重要，而且非常严肃的两件事情。
Yeah, so here we're going to read two passages from Peter, I mean from Titus, and from Ephesians. And would you please read with me? From these two passages, and they will talk about the kindness of God and the problem with anger in men.
今天我们会重点的看两段经文，一个是提多书，另外是以弗所书。好不好？请大家和我一起看这两段经文。
So the Apostle Paul, he tells Titus, remind the people to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always, always be gentle towards everyone.Yeah, you can. Okay.
所以保罗，使徒保罗在提多书三章这样讲的：你要提醒众人，不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
And then he says, at one time, we too, all of us as non-Christians, we were foolish, disobedient, comma, and then notice, deceived and enslaved, deceived and enslaved.By all kinds of passions.
接着保罗说，我们从前，我们指的就是我们这些基督徒，我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑，而且看这里，服侍各样私欲，或者说做各种各样私欲和厌乐的奴隶。
And so I stop at passions because normally in English we think passions has to do with.Lust, or there's something sexual.
这里面有一个词，这个私欲啊，英文是 passion. 那在英文里面，另外一个含义就是某某人有一种经营的欲望，就那还有另外一个含义。那中文翻译成私欲，和这个不太相同。
But the Greek word actually implies more of strong emotions.
这个词的英文词根，它里面一个含义代表是某个人的这个欲望。和感觉非常的强烈，这个意思。
So he here, watch what he says about anger. He says that we were deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions, and pleasures, and we lived in malice and in envy. We were being hated, and we were hating one another.
这里请我们仔细看保罗在讲这个私欲对我们造成有什么两个影响。第一是迷惑了我们，第二呢，把我们变成了他的奴隶，让我们来服侍他。因为有了这样的两个影响呢，我们的生活就是常常存在恶毒里面，存嫉妒的心，我们自己是可恨的，而且还彼此相恨。
And then he contrasts our anger with God's kindness. He says, but when the kindness and love of God our Savior appear, he saved us not on the basis of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy.
接下来保罗做了一个非常强烈的对比，把我们的这种恨和神的恩赐相比，他说，但到了神，我们救主的恩赐像和他想人向人所施的恩慈爱显明的时候，就是主把他的慈爱和显明的时候。
He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, you know, there's love, kindness, and by his grace.That we may be heirs to the hope of eternal life.
神就照着他自己的怜悯，借着那个重生的喜，把我们救了我们，而且用圣灵在我们心里面常常不断地给我们更新。因此呢，我们就能够凭着盼望这样的永生的义，成为神的儿女，成为神的后嗣。
Now, with this.We also have a passage from Ephesians that parallels this.
和另外一段经文呢，和这个意思相近，几乎是一个平行的一段经文。这是在以弗所书四章里面。
You know, we learn the connection between anger and our mouth.
所以我们会学到我们的心里面那个愤怒哈，心里面那个怒气和我们口里的话语之间。
So he says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only, you know, only this kind of word should ever come out of your mouth.
29节这样说，污秽的言语，污秽的言语，一句不可出口，只要说这样的话语，什么样的话语呢？
Only what is helpful for the building up of others according to their needs, that it may give grace to those who hear.
谁是造就人，而且让听见的人得益处。
So then he says, to get rid of all bitterness and anger and rage and anger and slander and every form of malice.
紧接着他就说，一切的这些东西都要除掉，包括苦毒。恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒。
Instead, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as in Christ, God has forgiven you.
并且要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
Would you mind standing while we pray and ask God's presence?
好不好？我请各位能够站起来，让我们一起祷告，让神能够把神我们来求神怜悯我们。
God, we do pray that Your Holy Spirit would come as we stand here and work in all of our hearts through Your Word.
父神，我们众人站在这里学习你的话语的时候，我们求你能够来到我们当中，把你的话语。扎根根植在我们的心中。
Help us, God, to hear Your Holy Spirit talk to us about the emotions that are in our hearts, and the kind of words that come out of our mouth.
今天圣灵在这里教导我们的时候，求神赐给我们一颗愿意听的一颗心，愿意听的一个灵，让我们能够懂得我们心中的愤怒，心中的怒气。还有我们口中所出的言语，这中间应该怎样去行
？Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Now, I'm not British.
我本人不是英国人。
And I have absolutely no understanding why people in England are so obsessed about their royalty.
这个英国人为什么那么迷恋他们皇室的这些各种各样的逸闻事情，我本人是一点都不了解这个兴趣是从哪儿来的。
So, you know, I see things, or I remember seeing things about Princess Diana and her wedding, and then even when she died, it made no sense to me.
所以这么多的新闻哈，这个戴安娜公主怎么样结婚、生孩子，甚至死亡，整整里面都有那么多的新闻的追踪报道，这一点呢，我很难让我能够理解。
But there was one thing that really struck me about her.
但是呢，戴安娜公主有一件事情对我印象很深。
What I remember about her was how kind she was.
对我印象深刻的就是她这个人本人的那种善良、恩慈的心。
She may have been a princess, but she was really kind to people.
虽然身为公主，但对众人她都有良善。
And so I think a lot of people, they weren't so impressed with how beautiful she was, they were really impressed with how kind she was.
对很多人来说，她本人的这种美丽和漂亮并不一定那么让他们那么重要，但是我想是她的那种善良感动了很打动了很多的人。
You know, so when you bring together somebody like Mother Teresa and the princess, and here they are showing kindness to people in need, it reflects something about God.
所以当人们看到上面这些照片呢，有这个特丽莎修女还有戴安娜公主，他们合手并肩向穷人穷困的人展示一颗善良的心的时候，我想人从这些照片上能够看到一些神他善良的本性。
You know, and I think what we forget, we don't think about a lot, is that we say God is love.
所以有时候我们常常会说一些事情，但并不见得我们就会真明白他的意思。比方说，我们常常说神是爱。
But you know, God is actually kind. That's how he shows his love. His love comes with kindness.
但实际上神的本性是良善。他这个本性的表达是在他的爱上面。
You know, and if it says that God is kind, look at what it says. It says, the kindness and love...of God saved us.
所以这里面说是神的仁慈和神的爱救了我们。
And he goes on to say, you know, that there's supposed to be a change in us, that he saved us, you know, and there's his kindness, but he also saved us through this washing of rebirth and a renewal by the Holy Spirit. And that washing and that renewal should bring in us the kindness of God.
那他救了我们得救了以后呢，我们的人生和生命应该有些不同，有些改变。神用他的恩慈和爱救了我们以后，又用圣灵来更新我们，所以我们被救了以后，我们自己的人生和心里面也应该反映出神的那个良善。
I mean, think about it. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, right?
圣灵的果子是爱，对不对？
But it also says it's kindness.
但他又说又有恩慈。
So if God lives inside of us and he's really working, we should be kind people.
所以如果神住在我们当中，在我们当中动工，那我们就应该对人有良善。
But what we see in these two passages is over and against two things. There is anger and there is kindness. And where anger dwells, kindness cannot dwell.
所以这两段经文里面告诉我们，这两个事情是相对的，就是一边是愤怒，一边是良善。愤怒那个地方呢，良善就没有办法存在那里。
God knows that sometimes when we become saved, we follow Jesus, some of us get stuck in a bondage to anger, and the anger never seems to go away.
神很清楚，虽然我们已经得救，但是我们常常好像是心里面还会有一些愤怒，有一些怒火在那里，而且我们本人好像没有办法得到解脱。
And sometimes in our minds, we think of very deceptive ways to justify allowing anger to sit there in our hearts year after year controlling who we are and what we say.
我们心里面还常常会想出各种各样的理由和说辞，帮助我们一年复一年的继续的保持这样一个苦读愤怒的一个心。
You know, so we have to take anger, we have to move from anger to kindness, and we need to leave anger in the past.
所以我们必须得要把这个愤怒和怒气把它给让它远离，远离它，不让它再成为我们生活中的一部分。
And it doesn't mean we don't have times of anger where we are angry. We do have times of being angry, but we should not stay there.
并不是说我们就无时无刻从来就不能发怒，我们生活中是有时间会发怒，但是我们不应该就停留在这个怒火当里面。
So what he deals with here is the anger that just lives in our hearts.
所以保罗在这里教导的是说，是在我们心里面常年积存在那里，久久不去的这样的一种愤怒的心。
So what God, speaking through the Apostle Paul, says that at one time you were deceived and enslaved.
神通过保罗的口也告诉我们，从前我们也是因为愤怒受了他的迷惑。
So he says that we were deceived and enslaved by passions.
受了这种私欲的迷惑，并且当了他的奴隶。
By the passions, again, remember, this doesn't mean just sexual, this just means strong emotions that control us.
所以这里的这个私欲并不是说指的某人的一种特别强烈的一种性欲，而是指它里面非常非常强烈的那种各种各样的一种欲望，把它捆绑在那里，让它做了奴隶。
So Paul goes on to say, you know, you have these passions, sometimes we have passions, and they enslave us, they deceive us, and then he lists what they are. There's malice, it's wanting other people to be hurt. There's envy, being upset about what other people have. There's a sense of hating each other and hating one another. And this is probably just, he's thinking about low-level hatred, but none of these things living in our heart is good.
所以这里面提到的这么众多的这些因为我们心里面极强的这种欲望和私欲所引起的苦毒恼恨愤怒还有嚷闹毁谤等等都会长久地住在我们里面这些都不是好的
So why does he say for example with anger that we can be deceived by anger and we can be made a slave of anger
为什么说愤怒会欺蒙人会这个迷惑人呢而且会奴役人呢
When he says deceived what he's saying is that sometimes anger comes up and it changes the way we think so that it seems justified we think that it's right to be angry
怒火上来的时候常常会让我们觉得我们就应该发怒或者说发这个怒是有道理的
so we just let it stay there
所以我们就让这个怒火呢一直就停在那里
and he says that we can become slaves why slaves it's like an addiction it's like you become a slave to alcohol you can become a slave to all kinds of things in an addiction can we become addicted to anger
而且他会说还会让我们这个愤怒会让我们成为他的奴隶就是说被他给奴役住了好像有一种意思就是说甚至说有一种上了一种瘾欲罢不能的那种状态
Now, I don't know about you but I've sometimes found that you know when I feel a lot of anger I feel powerful I feel like I'm in control I feel like I'm righteous
我不知道各位的情况怎么样我本人有时候我发现自己发怒的时候会有一种感觉觉得我在怒火里面的时候呢觉得自己很有力量然后我觉得自己很有理而且呢我觉得我这样的发怒是对的
So when we feel powerful because we're angry when we feel like we're in control because we're angry when we feel like we're right and righteous because we're angry it's a good feeling it feels really good
所以怒火填胸的时候一边感觉到自己很有力量同时又觉得我在这个怒火里面我能够控制很多的事情同时又觉得我这样发怒是对的那这些感觉都让我们觉得说哎呀，这不错
So we stay there. It feels so good. But as we stay there and we let this anger brew around in our hearts, giving us power, giving us control, making us feel righteous, soon it begins to control us, and it controls the way that we think, and it also controls how we speak.
所以如果我们让自己让这个怒火一直存在我们里面，并且给我们这些啊有力量啊能够控制啊或者是自己很公义很对这样的感觉的时候，年复一年慢慢的这个愤怒就在我们心里面扎根，就停留了在那里。
So he says, get rid of it.
但是保罗说你要摒弃这一切。
Get rid of all the bitterness, the resentment that's in your heart.
这一切的苦毒，一切的这种愤怒和毁谤。
Get rid of all that rage that's in the bottom of your soul.
在你灵魂深处，心底里面啊那样的愤怒，那种啊怒火，都要把它给除掉。
Get rid of all that anger.
都要除掉这些。
Don't let your anger lead you to slander and lead you to clamor, kind of bickering with other people.
Yeah, 不要让我们心里面这些怒火，让我们变得非常的啊毁谤人，就是说人，就是这个啊责难人，并且来带来各种各样的嚷闹，也就是说啊，就是说这个挑起纷争。
And he says to get rid of all the malice. You know, when we want other people to hurt or suffer for whatever reason.
而且要除掉一切的苦毒，苦毒这里含有一种意思，就是说一颗愿意看到别人受苦，看到别人受苦难受，自己心里面有一种快乐的感觉，那叫做苦毒。
Remember, it said in James, the anger of man does not accomplish the righteousness of God.
我们也记得在雅各书里面说的是，人的怒气并不能成就神的义。
Now, the truth is, most of us, or at least me, when I'm angry, it may not look like it.
事实上，我觉得是一个事实，就是说，我们当中大多数人，至少我自己本人是这样。我们在发怒的时候呢，你外表上可以不一定能看得出来。
You know, it's like that little boy that took the cat and beat it to death.
并不是说像小孩子一样，他一发怒。拿这个玩具就要打。
No, that's not how anger usually comes out for most of us.
但是成年人一般在发怒的时候并不是那样子发怒。
Anger usually comes out of our mouths by the way that we complain, the way that we criticize.
我们发泄怒火的时候常常是通过我们的嘴我们的口说出一些怨言来。
You know, so Titus here in this chapter,Paul begins and he says, remind the people to slander no one. So he says, remind them not to slander, and then he says, you've got to get rid of all of that malice and anger.
所以在这里，保罗在对提多的这个信里面就提醒我们，我们不能够再让这些存在我们当中一切的苦毒还有这个毁谤。
In the chapter before, in chapter 2, he says, you know, when you talk to older people, when you talk to older women, tell them, do not be slanderers.
在这个第二章提多书的第二章他在说要劝那些老年的妇人举止行动要恭敬不说谗言不要就说不要毁谤别人
And then he says to the young people just before this make sure that your mouth has sort of a soundness of speech a pure way of talking
另外在那说劝少年人就是年轻的一点的人在讲话的时候这个话也要言语纯全无可指摘
And then so over in Ephesians, he says, let no unwholesome talk whatsoever come out of your mouth.
那在以弗所书里面说我们的口里面不可出任何污秽的言语。
And he says what the unwholesome kind of talk is.He goes on in the next verse or two verses later after saying, don't grieve the Holy Spirit by your bad talk.
那什么言语是污秽的言语呢？他接着就讲，就是如果我们说的话让圣灵担忧，让圣灵感到伤心，这就是污秽的言语。
No talk that reflects a heart that underneath it has bitterness, a heart that underneath it has anger, a heart that underneath it has rage.
我们的口中的言语反映出来的东西就是我们内心里面的那种愤怒怒火苦毒那种恶毒
You know, and again, don't let these things come up as slander or as clamor, bickering or as malice, you know, wanting other people to be hurt.
我们不要让这些的私欲和情绪表达出来，变成一种对别人变成一种毁谤，啊，变成一种伤害，啊，变成一种苦读。
You know, and so as I look at my own heart, you know, with the anger that can be in my heart and how it comes out in my lips, it doesn't look like beating the cat.
反省我自己，看到自己心里面的愤怒这个表达出来的时候呢，并不常常就是像男孩子一样，就是孩子一样撕毁、打毁什么东西，但常常是通过我口中的话语。
You know, it starts out where, you know, I've been hurt, or I have been frustrated by something I really want, and I begin to become angry about that, and then it's in the heart, and then it goes around the mind.
一开始的时候可能是自己受到了某个人的伤害，要不就是对某件事情我特别想要的某个事情在这方面感到非常的挫折，之后就产生一种愤怒的感觉存在我的心里面，之后又上升到我这个理智的层面，绕来绕去，变得让自己觉得说我这样发怒是对的。
You know, when sometimes anger comes from fear.
而且有时候呢，因为我们心中有惧怕，这个也能够让我们产生一种怒火。
And then for me, when it comes out is with a smile.
在这我这样生气的时候，我的表达的方式呢，就是我会脸上那个显露出微笑来。
And with this nice smile, I will complain about this person.
然后我一边脸上带着微笑，同时口里面出来的话语是埋怨某个人怎么怎么怎么。
With that big smile, I'll criticize that person, and of course, it's for their good.
那个时候我就开始批评，当然我批评他是为了他好。
You know, and my criticism sort of flips over to gossip.
接着我这个口中批评的言语就变成了那种流言蜚语之类的。
And then, you know, the gossip sort of slips over to slander.
接着这个流言很快就变成一种对别人的一种毁谤。
And all the time, that big, nice smile.
在这整个过程里面，脸上还始终挂着那个微笑。
You know, it's God's not very happy with me.
所以我这样，做事情的时候，神不可能是高兴的。
Now, recently, we saw a few weeks ago about a very angry man.
最近新闻上看到一个年轻人非常的怒火很大。
You know, they talk about this guy Elliot Rogers at UC Santa Barbara going around shooting people and saying he's crazy.
那谈到这个年轻人 Elliot Rogers, 在这个加州大学啊，然后他就开枪打死了很多人。
You know, but I don't know about being crazy, but I do know he's a very angry man.
他本人是不是神经错乱我不清楚，但我有一点很清楚，他心里面肯定很多的怒火。
You know, as they describe him, it's a planned mass murder. It was going on in his mind for a really, really long time.
就是说他在杀人之前呢，是有预谋了很长时间，在他心里、头脑里面酝酿了一个很长时间的一个计划。
And he's frustrated because of girls.
然后他就是从这个女人的身上，他感到非常深重的一种挫折感。
You know, he's hurt by girls, and he resents boys that get the girls.
然后他觉得女孩子伤害了他，然后他看到另外有些男孩子呢能够交上女朋友，他本人又感到非常的挫折。
You know, so there's this frustration, and there's this hurt, and there's this resentment, and it slowly becomes anger and rage.
所以他这个挫折感、受伤害的感觉，另外他这种心里面的那种恼怒。结合在一起，心中就形成了一种愤怒。
And you know, nobody knew what was going on in his heart.
他里面这么多的事情在发生的时候，外面大家都不知道他里面内心世界是怎么样。
You know, what's he do? He stabs three roommates with a knife.
他的行为是什么？用刀捅了三个宿舍里的室友。
He drives around, boom, 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 shooting people.
开着车，一边开驾车，一边开枪打人。
And then he sees a student on a bike, boom, and he kills the student with his car.
看到一个学生骑着自行车，然后他就开着车冲上去把他给撞死。
Wow, I can't stab my roommate, like my wife or my daughter. I don't have it in me to go around shooting people. I don't have it in me to run down people riding bicycles.
我本人当然不能够去, 拿刀去捅别人, 或者是拿车去撞别人, 这些对我, 我不是这样的。
But I do have it in me to go through the same exact cycle.
但是我内心的里面呢, 同样也会有一些这样的经历和过程, 经历到他这样的一种, 一种怒气。
Do you know what I mean?
我这里所说的意思, 不知道大家明白不明白。
You know what I mean about feeling frustrated?
你自己感到很受挫折,
you know,
那个感觉。
What I mean about feeling, you know, resentful?
你心里面对 某些事情或某些人, 怀有一种怨恨, 这种感觉。
And hurt and or afraid and it becomes anger.
然后你受了伤, 或者说对某些事情有一个惧怕恐惧的心理, 这些, 不知道怎么样, 就转变成一种愤怒, 这样的一个, 情况。
And so I think what the Bible is telling us here when it says, let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, God's kind of asking us to look into our hearts as we speak. You know, whether we are complaining or we are criticizing or we are slandering, you know, whatever comes out of our mouth, when there's anger in the heart, to kind of go deep and look at the heart and get rid of all those emotions that are in the heart that control us.
所以我想当神在这里告诉我们说污秽的言语一句不可出口, 说这种时候, 我想指的并不光光是我们嘴里面所说这个话, 乃是要提醒我们要省察我们心底里面的这一切的恶毒、毁谤、指责别人、对别人的这种怒气，然后要把这些先除掉，这样我们口里面才能够说这些，随时说造就人的好话。
You know, when anger is like something that fills the room. You know, you get rid of it, you clear it out, and then you can fill it with kindness.
就好像说在一个房间里面, 你有怒气, 这个怒气就像把整个的房间都充满了。那你把它除掉了这个怒气之后呢, 房间剩下的这样一个空间呢, 你就可以让, 让这个良善, 善良来填满这个地方。
You know, and kindness is really important because it's who God is.
那良善, 或者说慈爱, 就是 kindness, 非常非常的重要的原因是因为神本, 他本人就是良善。
You know, how does he save us? It says that he saves us. He has a relationship with us because of his kindness.
因为我们通常说神救我们, 神救我们, 为什么神会救我们呢? 因为他是良善的, 所以他这个良善使得他救了我们。
You know, he says it's the kindness and love of God. They're together. Those are the things that save us.
神的良善和神的爱, 两者是密不可分的。 就是因为这两者的动力, 我们才得了救。
You know, and then coming with kindness and love, you know, it's mercy and grace. It says, you know, he saved us not because of anything that we have done, so we really have no reason to be angry, we don't have a right, but because of his mercy, and we're justified by his grace. So he's trying to help us to slowly move away from those things as they control us, to becoming like God.
神的良善, 神的慈爱, 使我们得了救, 得救, 得救的原因并不是因为我们本人有任何好的行为, 我们本人有任何好的地方, 所以这样得救以后, 我们当然就没有任何理由来去再去愤怒, 再去毁谤, 反而在我们得救以后, 必须也应该, 有从神那里来的这种良善和怜悯和慈爱，也就是神自己的本性。
You know, when the Bible tells us that in Christ, we experience his kindness, and in Christ, he wants to show his kindness.
那在圣经里面我们也知道，在基督里面，我们就能够亲身体会到神的这种爱和神的这种恩慈，神的良善。 之后我们也能够体会到这个之后, 我们也能够把它再活出来。
You know, it says in Ephesians, when he talks about how he saves us, he says, you know, God being rich in mercy and because of the great love with which he loved us, he made us alive together with Christ. So Christ lives in us. We are united with him.
以弗所书说里面，因为神对我们的爱非常的丰富，非常的长阔高深，非常的巨大，所以才把我们拯救了，让我们的生命和基督的生命得以连接在了一起，从而赐给我们力量，让我们能够活出基督那样的生活。
And I think you can see here, you know, God wants to kind of push anger out of our hearts and fill it up with kindness so that everybody sees it. Look at what he says in verse 7.
形象一点讲的话，就好像是神就想是要把我们这个心里面的这种怒气给除掉，给排除掉，然后用良善和恩慈来代替他，就像是我们这些经文所讲的那样。
You know, it says in order. That means his purpose.
那这边就二章七节说，他说有一个字叫要，这个词就表明说下面所做的这些事情是神的目的。
You know, so it says he's done all these things, and his purpose is that he could show the riches of his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus to the world around us.
神成就了这一切的对我们的爱，对我们的拯救，对我们给我们力量。这些事行完这些事情之后的目的，就是要将他的恩典和恩慈显明给后来的世代，也就是今天的我们来看。
You know, that's why I said kindness, I think, is more important than we think.
所以我们说到某某人良善或者是善良这个概念呢，它的重要性，它的含义的这种深刻性，我觉得要远远超过我们通常对它的那种一般性的理解。
You know, we ask ourselves, do we make kindness an important goal in our life?
所以我觉得我们应该扣心自问，问一问我们自己生命当中有没有把良善变成一个非常重要的人生的目标。
You know, do we think about when I talk to people, when I act with people, when I communicate, that God wants me to show kindness everywhere?
我们有没有意识到在自己说话做事待人接物，在这整个过程里面，神的目的是要我们成为一个，是像他一样成为一个良善的人。
You know, so God wants there to be kindness in us.
而且神的目的，神的愿望就是让我们的里面也有良善。
You know, so here he says, be peaceable, considerate, and always gentle to everyone.
提多书三章二节说，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
You know, peaceable, don't get in arguments with people.
和平就是说不要整的和别人挑起那个争吵。
Considerate, think about what they need, not about what we think they.
而且要体贴别人的，体贴别人，想要心里面想到他们有哪些需，这个别人的需要是有哪些需要。
You know, and always gentle to everybody. I don't think that's very easy.
他而且说向众人，就是向所有的人，大显温柔，也说常常要经常显现出温柔。我觉得这件事情肯定不是件容易做的事情。
You know, and so the world we live in does not value kindness, but God values kindness greatly.
今天的世界对这种良善这一类的，他们根本并不看重，但是在神的眼里面，这是非常重要的。
You know, so God tells us to be kind and compassionate to everybody, forgiving them as God's forgiven you.
所以神告诉我们要良善，要慈爱，要饶恕别人，就像是神。我们自己就被神饶恕了一样。
You know, and this is really hard because, you know, there are people I don't want to be kind with. I want to be kind to all these people, but I don't want to be kind to these people. And there are people I don't want to be compassionate about. You know, I want to be compassionate to all these people, but not those people.
这很难，原因就是我们把人分一下啊。有一部分人我们很愿意对他们良善，很愿意体贴，很愿意温柔。但另外有些人呢，我们觉得自己不能够，或者也不应该，很难能够对他们怀有一个良善、一个恩慈的一个心。
You know, so I actually don't think that this is easy. I think that these are some of the hardest commandments in the Bible.
我本人觉得这样的从神来的这些命令是非常难的。我觉得是圣经里面一些基本上最难的神的一些命令之一。
You know, look at what he says. Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth. No, none. No unwholesome word. I'm sorry, it comes right out of my mouth easily.
你看以弗所书四章二十九节说，污秽的言语一句不可出口。你说一句，神就看到。
And then he says, let only one kind of word come out of your mouth. This is too hard. It is so hard.
下面说，嘴里面只能说这一类的话，就是说随时说造就人的好话，别的话不能讲。我觉得这是实在是不容易。
So I think what God's trying to say here is really think, you know, Paul, think really clearly about what comes out of your mouth, control it, but above all, get to the deeper emotions that are underneath those words and deal with them.
所以我想神在这里的意思就是说告诉我本人要管住我们的话语，管住我们的舌头，要小心我们口中所说的话语，但也包括意思是要看到我们内心的深处，要除掉心里面的那些造成我们口中说这样话语的那些心思意念。
So I suggest think about the words that come out for the whole next week, and ask what's underneath the emotions that are underneath, and you can ask yourself where there's anger.
所以我的一个建议就是在接下来的一个星期里一个礼拜里面我们可以每个人自己好好观察一下听一听自己口中说的是什么样的话语并且在同时思考一下我们这些话语的背后是哪些情绪哪些这个情绪感觉促使我们说这一类的话语
You know, and he says here, the only thing that you should have come out of your mouthare things that build others people up so that it can give them grace.
那这里面就讲我们口中只能说这里的话就是造就人这里的好话而且让听见的人能够得到恩典得到益处。
Build people up, give them grace.
造就他们造就人而且给人恩典。
If I'm making it my goal to only build people upand give them grace, complaining, criticizing, gossip, slander, all these things sort of get pushed aside and disappear.
如果我的心里面定下一个目标，这个目标就是要造就人，让他们得恩典，得好处。我想如果我心里面能够有这样的一个目标和目的的话，那我讲的话里面自然而然就没有那些恶毒那些抱怨那些毁谤那些责难人的这些话语
This is a high goal
这样的标准实在是非常高
But if God says the fruit of my Holy Spirit is that you would be love and you would have love and kindness
但是如果神说住在我里面的圣灵结的果子就是爱就是仁爱就是恩慈
No, that means God wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit so that kindness shows up to other people.
这就是说神要我们里面充满圣灵充满这样的圣灵然后我们就会结出这样的果子来。
So may we all bit by bit become kinder and kinder and kinder to other people.
盼望我们众人一步一步的能够向众人越来越有更多的这种良善和慈爱恩慈
so that other people will know who God is and other people will want to come to Christ
这样对别人做的时候别人也就知道神是一个什么样的神信神的这些人他活出的神是一个什么样的神而且呢他们也会愿意来相信并跟随这样的神
Let's pray
好吧我们一起来祷告
Father God, we do thank you that you are kind to us.
父神，我们感谢你，因为对待我们的时候，你是那样的良善和恩慈。
And we pray that when we feel anger, that we would not get stuck there.
我们祈求你，让我们自己发怒的时候，我们不至于让整个的人沉溺在里面。
God, when anger comes, help us to keep moving through the anger towards becoming kind people.
怒火来到我们心里面当中的时候帮助我们让我们能够走出这样的一个愤怒走出来然后 能够愿意去啊去帮助造就别人。
And God, we just ask you that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit so that your kindness would just begin to naturally come out in how we speak and how we act.
神，我们祈求你让你的圣灵充满我们的心，好让我们能够自然而然地从我们口中的话语里面能够流露出啊这样一个造就人对人有恩典这样的慈爱和良善。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们祈求是奉耶稣的名。Amen.